Marathon organizers are using the race to raise money for the Al-Sabah Hospital, the nation's only pediatric hospital, under the theme of Healthy Children for a Healthy Nation. Organizer Manasseh Mathiang says he hopes that the marathon will also help improve the nation's image.
The second objective is marketing Juba City by showcasing major scenery, sites and hospitality, where the runners will run through major sites in Juba.
Organizers say they are expecting former marathon world record holder and United Nations Goodwill Ambassador Paul Target of Kenya to participate in the event. His charity, the Paul Target Foundation, is expected to bring in other international competitors. Manasseh says the event will also showcase South Sudanese athletes.
This is an independent event on its own. The reason why we have put the Ministry of Youth, Sports and Culture on board is so that through this event they can identify the athletes that we have in South Sudan and maybe incorporate those athletes in other sporting events that to represent their country.
The race's main sponsor is Speed Insurance, which is providing some 200,000 South Sudanese pounds. Of course, South Sudan is well known for two professional basketball players, the late Manute Bol and Luol Deng, currently playing in the United States for the Chicago Bulls. But Manasseh believes the country will produce competitive runners as well.
During the war, we were constantly running. running is what we know. We run. I see people running every morning, so I know that we have enough athletes.
If next month's race is a success, organizers hope to hold the race annually. Participants have until the end of March to register. For VOA News, I am Gumede Surakarinj in Juba.